Everything we do online generates data, and as a marketer, the data is the key to understanding where our efforts are working and where they're not. Most people, when they think of analytics, assume it's all about visitor numbers, but today I want to show you how we can take things a lot further. Hi there, and welcome back to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneur podcast. I'm Bob Gentle, and every Monday I'm joined by amazing people who share what makes their business work. And on a Wednesday, you get just me digging into something that I'm really into. If you're new to the show, then take a second right now to subscribe so you don't miss new episodes, and you can grab some older ones when you're done with this one. Don't forget to join our Facebook community. Just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders, and you'll be taken right there. For a lot of people, marketing is all about showing up online, and that's fine. But smart marketers want to see results. And the results in digital marketing come back to what I previously called the stupid simple rules of digital marketing. And they can be summed up as traffic plus conversion equals money, plus retention equals growth. And if we're going to take that seriously, then we need to measure and assess our efforts at every stage of the process. Where we see success, we need to replicate it and scale it up. Where we see failure, we need to learn from it and avoid the same mistakes again. There are a lot of things we can measure, and depending on your budget, there are some incredibly cool tools. But for the purposes of this episode, I'm going to stick to the five free tools every business owner should be using. The first is, almost predictably, and bear with me, there's some much more exotic and cooler tools coming up, Google Analytics. Google Analytics is the standard website performance tracking tool, which should be installed on every website without exception. It provides all the information you could want about how your website's being used. In basic terms, it tells you about visits, their volume, where people come from, what they look at, where they enter your site, and where they leave your site. You can also set up conversion goals and report on and track on them as well. The second tool is Facebook Analytics. Facebook and Google Analytics are tracking and displaying much the same data. Google Analytics can go much deeper, but arguably, for most people, Facebook's version is a bit easier to digest. Both Facebook and Google Analytics work by setting up a tracking code. In Facebook's case, this is called the tracking pixel, and in Google's case, it's often just called the tracking code, or sometimes the Google tag. You may wonder if you can use just one or the other. And my advice is to set up both, because by setting up the tracking codes for both, you're also collecting the data that you're going to need if you want to run retargeting ads later on. And if you follow me very quickly, I hope you will want to run retargeting ads, because they're the closest thing you get to magic online. Both Facebook and Google Analytics have great companion mobile apps, which make drilling into the data much easier, and I highly recommend them for daily use. So the third tool on my list is called Hotjar, and this is where things get a little bit more unusual. Hotjar is a different breed of tool entirely. Hotjar has several functions, but for me there are two standout features. Firstly, it will record every single visit as a video. You can watch your visitors' mouse move around, you can watch them scroll, you can watch them click, you can watch them linger, and complete actions of all kinds on your site. Think of it quite literally as having the opportunity to watch over the shoulder of every single website visitor. You'll very quickly start to see areas of your site where people aren't doing what you expected them to do. By then making some small changes, you can change how they use your site. Hotjar will also aggregate click, scroll, and mouse movement data to provide you with heat maps, which will help you to understand even more about how your site's being used. When I show Hotjar to clients, they get excited, and I think you will too. The next tool on my list is called LeadFeeder, and again, it's doing something different. Without going too deep into how it's doing it, LeadFeeder provides reports on the actual businesses who visit your website. Every day, you can log in and see a report of the businesses who visited your website, which pages they visited, and if they're a repeat or first-time visitor. LeadFeeder is intended to allow those who sell into larger organizations to be more effective in their sales prospecting. And this can work really well if you combine it with social media outreach programs, coupled with some social selling strategies. The last tool on my list is called Bitly. Now, Bitly is traditionally used as a link shortening tool, and it's really handy for that. It became popular through Twitter due to the restrictions on the number of characters you could use in a post. If a blog article link that you wanted to share had a long title, then it might not leave you much space to say anything about it. And Bitly solved this problem by converting long links into short ones. But it has a trick up its sleeve for people who regularly share content on social media. Let's say you share one of your blog posts on several social media platforms. You're going to want to know which platform achieved the most click-throughs to your content. Bitly provides reports on this for every single link you create. These five tools form the foundation of solid performance benchmarking, which can and probably should be used on every website. They're very easy to set up and in every case available, albeit in some cases with a couple of limitations, completely free. Before I go, just a quick reminder to subscribe, and if you haven't already, to join our Facebook group. You can find a link in the show notes or just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders. If you would like to connect with me, just search at Bob Gentle on any social media platform. You'll find me very quickly. And if you do follow me or connect, let me know through a direct message and I'll make sure to follow you back. If you enjoyed the show, then I would love for you to review it on iTunes. It would mean a lot to me and it's the best way to help me reach more subscribers. My name's Bob Gentle. Thanks for giving me your time this week and I'll see you next week.